Dial 2.
We've been putting together this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. For Anna Flagg, the question was,
is there any effect of undocumented immigration on the overall rates of crime or any particular type of crime? And we found the exact same result for every type of crime, which is that there is no effect on crime.
Anna joins us from the Marshall Project, a nonprofit criminal justice research organization where she is senior data reporter. Anna has applied her skills in data analysis to an issue frequently in today's headlines, and we have the results. If you want to attract young parents to your community as a way to improve your local economy, you'd better be able to offer good schools. That direct connection between public education and economic development is at the heart of a strategy developed by the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative.
We believe that if we can help people understand the close connection between education and economic development, that will allow us to open up resources that need to be available in order to build the future as we go forward.
KVEC Director Jeff Hawkins.
We need to help folks realize that we are collectively smarter and more able together than we are when we are siloed and separate.
Jeff Hawkins with us in the studio, along with Scott Helton, Superintendent of McGuffin County Schools. Brent Hutchinson, director of the Hyman Settlement School, is taking Eastern Kentucky's issues to a world stage. He was recently named an Obama Foundation Fellow and is now trading insights and ideas with other bright young minds from 10 countries and 5 continents.
When we go outside, obviously we learn new things that are important to bring back home, but we can't do that to the degree that we allow other people to define what our legacy is going to look like and be. And so I think in many ways we've done that. Cities have much to offer, rural places do too, and leaders in rural places certainly can't deny the ingenuity and the passion and the power that people in our locales actually possess.
The question Brent takes to the table?
How do we figure out how people who live here now can thrive where they live as opposed to having to go elsewhere in order to find means to an end, an income that supports their lifestyle or appropriate education or healthcare or whatever it might be? How can we augment life here in such a way that if people want to be here, they don't have to look elsewhere?
Getting away from it all, out into the woods, rafting or kayaking on whitewater, scuba diving in a river, lake, or the ocean. Whatever your outlet, there are things you need to know to enjoy the adventure and come back in one piece. Archaeologist and wilderness survival instructor Chris Begley starts a series on the great outdoors, beginning with managing to get yourself lost out in the backcountry.
Well, here you can almost always count on search and rescue teams, but that relies on you having done certain things so that people know where to look for you. For instance, if you've not told anyone where you're going, it's going to be hard for them to know where to look for you.
And Undermain's Christine Huskisson catches up with Kentucky photographer James Southard as he travels all the way around the Great Lakes, photographing and interviewing 27 artists, curators, and craftspeople in 12 cities in 3 weeks, and discovering that we don't have a corner on hospitality.
Everywhere I've been, I've met the friendliest people that have asked me, I just met you 10 minutes ago, where are you going next? Oh, I know 3 people, or I know a cabin you can stay in, or I know the material that you can use for that photograph. Let me just make some calls, and I'm trying to be polite and say, no, that's okay, don't worry about it, or where should I pay? Or, no, your money's no good. That's happened more often than not.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on your WEKU app anytime. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.